Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 51. This will be aired on Tuesday, February 6th, 2024. This is the first podcast episode I am recording in the year of 2024. So thank you all for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe today. And on each and every of my podcast episodes, I have a link that states support the show today. And the link goes right to my Venmo page. So tips are greatly appreciated. And also, I've been very busy in the month of January and then the holiday months, November, December. What I've been working on are side projects. Working on my second novel, which is very exciting. I'm not close to done, but getting the writer's block really sucks. But now I got my groove back, so I'm writing again. And I did not want to procrastinate. I want to get this project done. And this will be my second novel. And my first book is a memoir called Xena Life as a Dominatrix, which is found on Amazon. Some people still are not aware that I wrote a book, but you could find it on Amazon. A paperback version or Kindle versions are both available. Also, I've been very busy having wonderful time sessioning with both newbies and experienced players here in New York City, and broadening their horizons, introducing them to the lifestyle, and with the experienced players, just pushing their limits and just having a great time. And also, another project I've been working on is my photography. I don't really publish it online much, but it's just my little artistic hobby, my little side project I've actually been working on ever since I moved to New York City in 2018. So finally on my personal Facebook, I published a link to my portfolio. So I'm very excited about showcasing my photography art. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. And now I'm finally recording another episode on this little podcast. So thank you all for tuning in and subscribing. All right, today's topic, I have some advice for you all. My advice, do not do drugs. It's not worth it. I've been reading about fentanyl, and a pinch of this shit can end someone's life. And people are not aware that fentanyl can be laced in this cocaine. And it's just not the way to go. Drugs is not the way to go. And I've been also reading about other people who have accidentally ODing. And it makes like a little news story here and there. And it's incredibly sad. And I guess that there's test strips out there where you could test your drugs. I'm not sure. But again, my advice, just don't do it. Don't do drugs. It's not worth it. That's a form of toxic escapism. Alcoholism, drug use, it's not the way. Sure, I could understand smoking pot. Some people do shrooms, that's their choice. But cocaine, heroin, that's some dangerous stuff. So if you know somebody who needs help, there's a national hotline called SAMHSA. That's a confidential free hotline for help. The number is 1-800-662-4357. So I hope that was like a little reality check. And if you know somebody that's on this stuff, give them some advice. Get them the help that they need. It's not hard drugs. It's dangerous shit. And alcoholism and driving behind the wheel while drunk, it's not the way to go. It's not safe. All right. Next advice. Enjoy living single. That's great. Or if you're still single and you're missing a companion in your life, would you like to be with a special someone? Yeah, I know. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Personally, I call it the damn Hallmark holiday. Can you imagine how much money Hallmark makes on that holiday on one fucking day? So my advice, put yourself out there. There's dating apps. I know. Maybe you've been through all the dating apps, but give it a shot. Browse reviews to see what's the best dating app that fits your needs. And then from there, go on a date or hit the nightclubs or the movies or a bar and perhaps skip a dating app all in general and just go out in public and meet face to face, strike up a conversation with someone. Don't be shy, be yourself, just shake those nerves off. Sure, some people turn to alcohol courage, maybe a shot of whiskey or a glass of wine to calm the nerves. I could understand that. But get yourself out there, or if you have a crush on somebody, tell that person, or you're interested in dating that special somebody, tell that person. Stop keeping it a secret. If you really want that person, go after and pursue dating. I've known people that are single for many years, and that's just their personal choice, and more power to them. And they're happy with living the single life, more power to them. And then there's some people that they just continuously say, I can't find somebody, I can't find somebody. Just tell yourself, I can have that mentality. I can do this. I can find somebody. I can talk to a person, talk to so-and-so, express your feelings for that particular person. All right. Advice number three, instead of living in an AI world, the video game world, virtual reality world, social media world, get out there and live the real world. Earlier I've stated, sure, put yourself out there on dating apps. Sure, it's nice to chat with people online, but call a friend instead of text and physically see a friend in person, face to face. Face-to-face physical interactions are extremely important. It prevents social anxiety, isolation, isolating yourself from the real world. Remember how, you know, back in the day we all had a telephone where you dialed and turned the knob to call a friend? Do it again. Back then, texting was not an option. It's good to just hear the person's voice rather than text. And also, I mentioned AI. This AI stuff is really wild reading about it. And they stated, you know, that's the future, this AI stuff. It's the future. But the future is now. I was just reading, not reading, I was watching the movie, what is it, Her with, what's her name? Oh my goodness, I'm so bad with names. Oh my goodness, Scarlett Johansson and Joaquin Phoenix. And basically, if you haven't seen the movie, I would recommend it, but he's living in his character's living in a, I guess she's an AI bot or something, and she guides him and gives him advice, and he's really attracted to her voice, but the wild part is she's not even real. She's, I guess, AI or something like that. And I believe it was created about 10, 11 years ago in 2013, I think. I could be wrong, but it's a good movie, and it's like a wake-up call. Like, like this character, he turns to her for assistance. He relies on her, but she's not, I mean, she's just chatbot. She's AI, and it's so bizarre. And I would just recommend to get out there and live in the real world. Advice number four, unhappy with your marriage, seek marriage counseling. Feeling depressed, seek counseling. Never, ever, ever be ashamed about seeking therapy. If you're unhappy in general, it's up to you to do something about it. Sure, I know that these winter months, a lot of people have this thing called seasonal depression, and it is real for sure. So to treat that, get as much sun as you possibly can. Taking vitamin D supplements are essential for the human body, And also, there's light therapy lights that you could actually find on Amazon. And I would recommend researching these lights and perhaps buying one for yourself, or even treat yourself to a spa or a sauna, or go on a damn vacation to a warm climate place. Sometimes I, excuse me, sometimes I think about traveling to Florida. Because sometimes in New York it can be cold, and then I look at the temperature in Chicago, I'm like, damn, it's colder in Chicago. Damn, that sucks. And yeah, sometimes these cold weather months really suck, and the lack of sun is like, wow, where the fuck is the sun? Come on out. Then I kind of think to myself, oh, it would be so nice to go to Florida right now, or because Florida's closer to New York than California. So yeah, I was just thinking about that for myself personally, because let's see, I'm looking outside, there's no sun. Yesterday, no sun. The day before, no sun. Like, what the fuck? We need the sun. It is essential to the human body. Then I look at the temperatures down in Florida, like, damn, I might have to take a trip down there soon. So all right, advice number five. Dreams. Got a dream project to complete? Then complete it. Stop procrastinating. Do you dream about entering a brand new career? What's holding you back? Go for it. Unhappy with where you are currently living and dream about living in another city or a state? Then go for it. Do you dream about traveling to certain destinations? What's stopping you? Go to these destinations. Do you dream about retiring? Then ask yourself, okay, what if I retire now? What will happen to my pension? Will I receive it? Will I be bored from retiring? That's a risk factor, sure. But you have to write down your pros and cons, like, okay, if I retire now versus if I don't retire now. If you're so miserable at your job, what's keeping you there? Why don't you just leave? What's holding you back? Is it the money? There are other opportunities out there, remember that. But it's up to you to revise your cover letter, your resume, network as much as you possibly can. It's up to you to make your own dreams come true. Dream big. I mean, like they say, dream big. And I really, really, really agree with that motto. Dream big. Never let somebody stop your dreams. It's up to you to conquer your dreams, conquer your goals, achieve your goals, do whatever the fuck you want. And it's really important. All right, number six, advice. Eliminating negativity. So this means bad thoughts you might have. Think positive, have a positive outlook on life. A negative factor, well, let's see, the news. How about don't watch it? That's a, there you go. You eliminated that negativity by not watching the news. Another negative factor, a toxic roommate, a toxic girlfriend, a toxic boyfriend, or toxic marriage, toxic relationship. You don't need that. A toxic work environment. Tell yourself you can do better. You can do better than that. Toxic, all this toxic negativity, actually, there are studies, research studies, where it actually affects somebody's health. So put your health first rather than your job first. And health is very essential and very crucial to take care of it. It's up to you to take care of your own self, whether it's physical health, mental health, sexual health, and yeah, you don't need toxic lifestyle in your life for sure. You don't need that. So tell yourself you don't need that. It's up to you to eliminate the toxins. Advice number seven, health and fitness. So give yourself these goals. So if you want to get in shape, stay in shape, lose weight, then I would recommend having a journal for yourself. writing in your journal what to eat on a daily basis, what your workout plan might be on a daily basis. And if you don't go to the gym, there's all sorts of workout videos on YouTube. You could just work out at home, get yourself a yoga mat or whatnot, and watch these videos at home. Recently, I gave a slave all sorts of goals that he must achieve for himself. And he took my advice. And basically, he was not working out at all. And now he works out 3 days a week. So my recommendation, start out slowly, weightlifting, cardio, yoga, joining a fitness class. Plus, music is definitely a good motivation tool as well. Regarding health, I also instructed this particular slave boy to focus on his nutrition. So what that means? What does that mean? Eating a well-balanced diet, eliminating junk food. It's hard at first, for sure. And especially the late-night cravings. Try not to eat after 8 p.m. There are better snacks that you could eat at night instead of stuffing your face with chips. I would recommend apples and peanut butter, berries, oranges, or other fruits not so high in sugars. Also, maybe vegetables, celery, carrots and hummus, celery and hummus, whatever you want. And also, there's all sorts of Instagram, YouTube, fitness tutorials, diet tutorials online where you could, follow these experts and they give all sorts of advice. I'm not a this is all my advice. I'm not licensed. I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not a licensed fitness coach. I just like to give advice to people and their helpful advice. And these are the same advice that I've taken when I've watched these fitness gurus out there, and they're pretty good. And yeah, I was just reminded that I used to do this workout, and it wasn't that great of a workout. It was at first when it came out, it was the hot shit back then, but it was hot yoga. You basically do yoga in this class where it's like 95 degree temperature, something like that. And I was just remembering the first time I did it. I'm like, I think I forgot who recommended it to me. I think I was watching somewhere online, like about this hot yoga shit. And the first time I did it, I wanted to pass out. I'm like, ooh, I don't feel so good. And then the yoga teacher was like, "Oh, that's normal. That's normal if you've never tried out this yoga class, hot yoga, steam yoga." So after the class, I don't want to get graphic. Let's just say I threw up because it was pretty gross. It was pretty gross how I felt though, and I'm like, this yoga teacher straight up lied to me. I'm supposed to feel good. I don't feel so good. So, and it turns out, I guess hot yoga isn't the greatest thing, really. And there's other diets where they're not the greatest. So my recommendation for that is go what you're comfortable with. There are hardcore diets out there, but do what's best for you only. And, after one of these classes, some hot steam yoga class, I went for another one to test my boundaries. The second one, I felt okay, but still a little nauseous. And then I'm like, okay, I'll give it a third. I'll give it a fourth to really push my buttons. And I'm like, finally, I gave it like, I'm like, fuck this. This is not for me. So you don't need to torture yourself, what I'm trying to say regarding diet, regarding working out. Start out slow. And a journal is actually really helpful. And cutting out fast food is definitely helpful. Cooking at home is really helpful as well, because you know what's going to go into your food. And yeah, I hope that helped for that advice number seven. And the last advice for this podcast episode, Advice number 8, entering the wonderful world of kink. What took you so long? I'm joking. Better late than never. So if you're a new dominatrix or if you're a new submissive, my advice for you, have fun. Be yourself. Practice safe, sane, and consensual play. Do not be ashamed or afraid of telling someone what you're into. Explore different fetishes. Explore different kinks. Learn as much as you possibly can by reading BDSM material or having an experienced mentor in your city or a mentor online. One of my previous podcast episodes, I did discuss spicing it up. So it's never too late to spice it up with your partner. Also, never apologize for who you are. Be your own kinky, freaky, weird self. Normal's boring anyway. All right, so that's 8 pieces of advice from me, Mr. Xena. So thank you so very much for tuning into my little podcast, Xena Life is a Dominatrix. You can find this podcast on Buzzsprout, Amazon, Spotify, Google, Apple. I think I said Spotify. And other various resources. And again, on each of my podcast episodes, I have a link that states support the show today. And the link directs you to my Venmo page, and tips are appreciated. And for voice verification, my Venmo username is Xena Romanova. Why did I mention that part specifically? Well, because I still have people that are like fake Twitter pages, fake Instagram pages. It's like, really, people? Do you have anything else better to do with your life? What do I mean by that? Fake pages? There are imposters that are pretending to be me. And it's unfortunate and it's pathetic. So I will also give another voice verification on where to follow me online. So my Facebook is Xena Romanova. My Instagram username, Xena Romanova. My Twitter username, Xena Romanova NYC. And did I get all that social media? I think, yeah, I use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have a WhatsApp. I used to have a Tumblr. I haven't been active on Tumblr in years. I think that's all the social media that I use. But again, I would much prefer living in the real world than on the social media world. Sure, social media is great to connect. Social media is great to promote, to network, to connect again, to network again, to promote again and again and again. So it's a great way to get yourself out there. But all honesty, I like the real world and yeah. And I like the social media world too. It's a great way to stay in touch with people. And yeah, I just wanted to give all those voice verifications, because if you're chatting with a person on Instagram that calls himself Xena Romanova 542, that is not me. On Instagram, my username is Xena Romanova. That's it. Or on Twitter, if you're chatting with somebody that's Xena Romanova 123, that's not me. My Twitter is Xena Romanova NYC. And, oh wait, they call it X now, not Twitter. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast episode of episode 51 of Xena Life as a Dominatrix. I was very happy to give you all this advice. If you all have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to send me an email. And thank you all for subscribing and spread the word, and have a great day. Thank you all very much.